This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Former Ohio governor, U.S. senator, and Cleveland mayor George Voinovich died at the age of 79 yesterday. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson covered the moderate Republican for about 30 years. He joins me this morning to remember Voinovich. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So as you remember George Voinovich, what do you think he accomplished in his various public offices?
Well, that's a long list, Marianne. I mean, he served as mayor of Cleveland. He basically saved that city from bankruptcy. Two terms as Ohio's governor, in which he, you know, did a whole lot of things. I mean, he had one of the most memorable was when he ended welfare payments basically to out-of-work men and, you know, aid-dependent children he was supportive of, but, you know, he basically cut off single males, and he actually shed tears about it because he was that sensitive. In the Senate, he was a guy who was not the typical Republican. He would not march in lockstep with the Republican leadership on a lot of issues. And, you know, I think while he served for 12 years and did well, I don't think that was his favorite job.
So what do you think that he was the most proud of?
I think his time as mayor of Cleveland, 1978, as a Cuyahoga County Commissioner, he was elected lieutenant governor with Jim Rhodes. And he didn't stay in that office very long. He was bored to tears. And the next year, 1979, he went to run for mayor of Cleveland, and he won. Cleveland had defaulted on its bonds. It was near the brink of bankruptcy. And Voinovich's mayor managed to yank that city back from disaster and also launched sort of a renaissance in Cleveland that turned it into, the kind of vibrant city it is right now. And he was very, very proud of that.
And he was supposed to be there for the Republican National Convention.
That's true.
He didn't always agree with his fellow Republicans. Can you talk a little bit about some of the decisions he made that were unpopular with some?
Well, that was mostly, in the Senate days, he was, he had voted for gun control legislation. He voted against some defense spending bills. He bucked the Bush administration on some appointments. He just wasn't somebody who was going to march in lockstep with Republican leadership. And, it didn't matter because he was so extremely popular that, he could get away with it.
What about Voinovich as a human being? You covered him for a very long time, got to know him, I think, probably as a person as well as a politician. Yeah. What do you know about him?
Well, he was very proud of his heritage. His, parents were of Serbian-Slovenian heritage. And
Full disclosure, I'm a Slovenian.
Yes,
too.
Yes, indeed. And he was very proud of that. And when last Friday, it was Slovenian Independence Day when he gave his last speech at Cleveland City Hall. He was very devoted to his wife, Janet, and their children. Tragically, they lost one of their children in 1979. Molly, who was only 9 years old, was struck and killed by someone who had run through a red light. And every year, George Voinovich went back to, and Janet went back to that little girl's school and gave a donation to her grade school. He was an avid fisherman. I remember one time I told him about a spot up in the mouth of the Grand River at Lake Erie where the walleye were really hitting, and he tried it. He went there, and he actually called me up and was excited as could be. So you wouldn't believe it. The fish were just jumping in the boat. And, it was that kind of thing that endeared him to people. This is a man who ran for office 30 times in his lifetime, and he won 28 of them. In 1994, when he ran for re-election as governor, he was re-elected with almost 72% of the vote. That is absolutely extraordinary.
How do you think he'll be remembered?
I think he'll be remembered as really one of the giants of Ohio politics, just because of the breadth and length of his service, you know, from county official to mayor of Cleveland, to a two-term governor and a two-term senator. I mean, he's unmatched.
Howard, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.